With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham County Council has settled on a new location for the municipality's emergency housing services. Council fully supported the recommendation by municipal staff to set up a new transitional housing program at the corner of Hislop Street and Park Street in Chatham. The municipality's Director of Housing Services says staff will be working to launch the program as quickly as possible. The goal is to have 50 individual cabins set up with a large communal building that will feature 24-hour-a-day security and support services. The cabins will replace the current homelessness program at Victoria Park Place. Also last night, Chatham County Council approved a cut to the cost of building permits in the municipality. The greenhouse sector will see the biggest drop, but building permit fees for an average home will also go down noticeably. The man convicted of running down a Muslim family in London in a terrorism case is appealing. Nathaniel Veltman was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole in the murders of four members of the Afzal family and attempted murder in the lone surviving member, a 9-year-old boy. According to the CBC, the appeal has to be approved by a court to move ahead. His defense lawyer, Christopher Hicks, believes he was wrongly convicted. And Ride CK has unveiled a new wrapped bus that's showing the history of Chatham-Kent and its many landmarks. The mobile mural bus features nearly 30 different visual references to the area, and you can find a picture of it on our website, cknewstoday.ca. Chatham-Kent Mayor Darren Caniff says the goal is to wrap all the municipal buses with different themes that celebrate the municipality. The wrap was done by Impact Graphics at no cost to local taxpayers. The Blue Jays won their home opener yesterday, taking down Seattle 5-2. The Tigers struggled in Pittsburgh, falling 7-4 to the Pirates. Auston Matthews scored again for the Leafs as Toronto took down Pittsburgh 3-2 in overtime. Chatham-Kent's TJ Brody put up an assist in the win. And UConn beat Purdue 75-60 to win back-to-back NCAA men's basketball championships. 7'4" Canadian Zach Edey had 37 points for Purdue in the loss. A mix of sun and cloud today, a chance of showers, and the risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon, high of 23 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, then clearing, low 5. Tomorrow, mainly sunny at a high of 18. I'm Matt Weaverink. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.